All right, good morning, or afternoon, or evening, whichever time you're listening. Our reading today comes from Luke chapter 10 and is the account of Jesus sending out his 72 other disciples, followers into the cities around him. And he sends them with certain instructions. And so I'm going to read up to some. I'm not going to read all of them, but I'm going to read up to verse 7. So Luke chapter 10, starting at verse 1, I'm going to read through verse 7. After this, the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him two by two into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter first, say, 'Peace be to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you." So I'm going to stop there. I want to focus on verse 3 because it's a really intriguing verse. Verse 3, Jesus says to them, "Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves." So my question are these words of warning from Jesus, or are they words of encouragement? And I know probably what a lot of us hear when we hear that is, you know, lambs in the midst of wolves could be nothing but a warning. And probably so. You know, it could be a double meaning for Jesus here. So first, the warning. You know, he's sending out his disciples into a surrounding area where he himself is planning to go, and he knows there are dangers, people out there who want to hurt him and hurt them. So he's preparing them sort of with this mindset that you got to be cautious. You got to look around. You got to make sure you know your surroundings. Even though you're not taking anything to defend yourself, you know, no money bag, no knapsack, no sandals, you know, you're not taking anything as a weapon to defend yourself. But yet you're going out into this dangerous place, lambs in the midst of wolves. And, you know, you can picture it, a lamb sort of venturing out into the pasture, surrounded by all these wolves with watchful eyes. You know, they're watching him, they're hungry, he's an easy meal. So is Jesus warning his disciples that they're potentially going to be an easy meal for somebody? Are they potentially putting themselves in danger by doing what he's asking them to do? And the answer, of course, is yes. You know, they know that there's a danger inherent with saying you're a follower of Jesus, and that only plays out even more as the gospel goes on. You see anybody connected with Jesus whose lives are in danger, including eventually Lazarus, who is raised from the dead, and then the wolves plan to kill him too. And, you know, we see that in our world today. Christians are often lambs in the midst of wolves, martyrs for their faith. Oftentimes they are in places where their lives are in danger simply by being connected to Jesus. It's natural. It's something to expect. But I think sometimes, sometimes I think we lambs, we cause trouble for ourselves. You know, we go out into this midst of wolves and we get this mindset on us like, oh, you know, there's something, we're protected, we can't be hurt. And so we start biting the wolves. We start nipping at the heels of the wolves or trying to get their tails. And then we're surprised when the wolves turn around and attack us and start to devour us. I think that's a pretty common thing among many Christians, is perhaps even and I'll probably get in trouble for saying this, a false sense of persecution. The reason they are feeling persecuted is because they're the ones causing the trouble. And so I think sometimes us lambs in the midst of wolves, we could do ourselves a big favor by not antagonizing the wolves. I mean, if there are institutions, if there are people, if there are groups who desperately want to get Christians out of the picture, if they want to get Christians out of any form of decision making, they want to get Christians out of the public square, they want to get Christians out of the universities, whatever we would say, whatever us lambs would claim, I think a lot of times the us lambs cause more problems. We put up more of a fight than what lambs necessarily need to do or are equipped to do. And so us lambs probably first and foremost need to check ourselves and make sure we're not the ones biting the wolves. Or baiting the wolves, as it were. We're not standing there, you know, waving our lambiness in front of people and, you know, sort of antagonizing. We don't need to do that. There's enough trouble out there for us, for everybody. We don't need to go and find it and cause it. Jesus says that himself. He says, you know, in this world, you're going to have trouble. It's out there. Expect it. You're going to see it. It hated Jesus first. It's going to hate you too. Don't be surprised when all of this stuff comes about. But there's no need to go looking for it. So as Jesus is sending out these 72 others, it says, at least, so they're sort of the advance party to sort of check out the scene. He's saying, be careful. Know that there are those who are going to be trying to wreck you. They're trying to ruin you. They're trying to remove you. And that's the nature. That's the nature of wolves and lambs in our sinful world is, you know, they fight with one another, and more often than not, the lamb gets eaten. But I also want to look at these words of Jesus as possible, and we may have to stretch our imaginations here a little bit, as possible words of encouragement and promise. You might say, wow, how in the world could that be? I mean, lambs, wolves, enemies, meals, devoured, all of that stuff. But first, before we go there, I want to mention that Jesus, as is pointed out by John the Baptist, Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. We say that, we believe that. Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus is sending them out as lambs in the midst of wolves. He's identifying himself with them. He's not sending them out as goats in the midst of wolves, or squirrels in the midst of wolves, or, you know, bunnies in the midst of wolves. They're going out as lambs in the midst of wolves, with he himself being the Lamb of God. So he's sending his followers out with this promise of connection, identification with himself as lambs, and he as a lamb, as the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. So with this word of warning, there comes a promise that Jesus himself is with them as a lamb. And that, I don't want to say that that's, I'm making stuff up, because I don't think I am. In the prophet Isaiah, chapter 11, verse 6, the prophet Isaiah, after chapter 11 is talking about the stump of Jesse that has the shoot that comes from it, the branch from its roots, the spirit of the Lord will rest upon him, spirit of wisdom and understanding, spirit of counsel and might, spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. And we believe that to be speaking about Jesus. So, if Isaiah 11 is speaking about Jesus, then 11:6, Isaiah 11, verse 6, says, "The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the young goat, the calf and the lion, and the fattened calf together, and a little child shall lead them." The wolf shall dwell with the lamb. Jesus is sending his followers out as lambs in the midst of wolves. But if we're talking about this being Jesus, and he's with them, identifying with them, there's a promise. The wolf shall dwell with the lamb, and the lamb with the wolf. So it's a picture of, yes, they're opposites in many ways, wolves and lambs. They're not alike. And yet he's saying through him, through Jesus, the wolf and the lamb are able to coexist. And not even just coexist, they're going to dwell together in the same place. Wolves and lambs, leopards and goats and calves and lions with little children. This is an amazing picture of the peace of God through Christ. Words of warning, yes, but also words of encouragement, words of promise, words of identification, words of I'm with you. No matter where you go, the wolves are around, but I'm also there. And because I'm there, the wolf and the lamb shall dwell together. And Isaiah says this again in Isaiah 65. So if we turn to Isaiah 65, and it's verse 25. And in this one, the prophet is talking about the new heaven and the new earth. So sometimes we picture that as when Jesus returns, he's going to establish a new heaven and a new earth, recreate what was created and corrupted in sin. He's gonna put back together in perfection. And when that happens, it says, verse 25, so this is Isaiah 65, verse 25, he says, the wolf and the lamb shall graze together. The lion shall eat straw like the ox, and dust shall be the serpent's food. They shall not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, says the Lord. The wolf and the lamb shall graze together. Wolves and lambs together. That's the picture. See, the first one, Isaiah 11, is the picture of when Jesus comes the first time, his incarnation, when Jesus first is with us on this earth. Here in Luke chapter 10, when he's with the 72. And so that picture is that the wolf and the lamb dwell together. They live in the same place. They coexist. They don't eat each other. And then the second picture is from Isaiah 65, is when Jesus returns and reestablishes the true heaven and earth here. And the wolf and the lamb, they'll graze together. So when we read Luke 10 and we hear that the 72 are being sent out as lambs in the midst of wolves, what picture do you want? Do you want the scary one? The wolves are waiting to attack and devour the lambs? Some. Do you want the one that says, we identify with Jesus as the lamb, and that the lamb and the wolf will dwell together in the same place, and the wolf and the lamb will eat together in the same place. They'll graze together, so the wolf even will eat grass just like the lamb. So, I don't know exactly where this is taking us or taking me, but lambs, you lambs, me lamb, we are in the midst of wolves all the time. All the time, we're in the midst of wolves. We're in the midst of those who would devour us. They're all around us. And sometimes, like I said, we make our own trouble. We bite the wolves, we poke the wolves, we tease the wolves, we wait for them to attack us, and then we cry wolf. Oh my gosh, it's so terrible. Yeah, it's our fault. So we need to own up to that. And we need to be the bigger lamb. The bigger lamb. We need to see ourselves as identifying with Christ, with the Lamb of God. We need to see ourselves as that those who dwell with Christ today, us lambs in the midst of wolves. Yes, they're around us. But because of Jesus, we don't have anything to be afraid of. We don't have anything to fear from the wolves. Sometimes they'll growl and snarl pretty loudly, but with Jesus, the Lamb of God, then the wolves will dwell with us lambs, and we with them. And the wolves will graze with the lambs in the new heaven and new earth. So we have something to look to. We have something to live by. Lambs who can live at peace with wolves. lambs who can dwell at peace with wolves, lambs who can eat at peace with wolves. It's okay. Yeah, that's the picture. So I guess all of this to say, Jesus' words to his 72 as he's sending them out are both words of warning, pay attention, and also words of comfort, encouragement, peace, hope, probably more those than words of warning. What to expect when you go out there? Well, with Jesus, on one hand, you can expect trouble. On the other hand, you can expect peace. It's, I think, a lot of what it is that we expect. If we expect to be antagonized, we will be. If we expect to be at peace, we can find it. And through Jesus, that's what we're looking for. Through Jesus, that's the peace we hope to have. And that's the peace that I look to and that I dwell with each day as the wolves prowl around and lions and tigers and bears, oh my, they're everywhere. But we can be at peace through Christ. Peace in here, and even peace in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.